There's a coffee stain around your eye and lines that I don't recognize. Everything changed from being okay the night that you came home so late.
Sarah Harmer's new recording, You Were Here, is attracting critical praise for its poetic lyrics and sweet, sweeping vocals. It's the first U.S. solo release for the Ontario-based singer-songwriter, although she's not new to performing. Harmer released three albums as lead singer of the Canadian indie rock band Weeping Tile and has been singing since she could talk. But she never considered herself a solo artist. Instead, she valued the collective work of a band. What jump-started her solo turn was a homespun record called Songs for Clem.
I had drawn my dad's name as a Christmas gift because there's eight people in my family, and now with extended, you know, nephews and nieces and brothers-in-law and stuff, we draw names. So I had drawn my dad's name for Christmas and planned to just sit down with a tape deck and record him a bunch of songs. He loves to sing, and he loves to, you know, have his kids sing for him and play the piano and stuff. So I thought that would be something that he liked. And so I wrote a list of songs that I knew that he knew, like Your Cheatin' Heart and a bunch of old kind of country and gospel type songs, and really got around to it about 8 months after the gift was due. I was kind of figuring it was like a wedding gift where he had a full year to actually give it.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories.
My friend's band were recording at my home on the back porch, and they had a whole bunch of nice old microphones set up and a couple of ADATs, and it was really a simple, fun, easygoing recording session because it was just for my dad, and it was just, you know, we really would do one pass at each song pretty much and just say, okay, yeah, he'll like that, you know, that'll be fine. And but because of the nature of the microphones and the nice couple of days that it was, and we were really happy with what we picked up on the mics and ended up making up a bunch of copies and then starting to release it a few months after I had given the initial copy to my dad for Christmas.
Never thought my heart would be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take a sentimental journey. Sentimental journey.
Did you try to retain some of that homespun flavor when you went into the studio to record this one, using perhaps old microphones, keeping that back porch sensibility in mind?
Yeah, we recorded in a dingy little warehouse in the west end of Toronto, but we did try to maintain a real analog integrity. But I did write a couple of songs on the new record, and I think that they were somewhat influenced by the old songs that I'd recorded for the Clem record.
The beginning of the song Basement Apartment, which is getting some airplay and being touted as kind of the single on this CD, begins with a delightful laugh of yours. was that something that happened serendipitously that you just decided to leave on?
I shouldn't tell you what I laughed at, but yes, it was something that was just serendipitous that we decided to leave on in the final mix.
You don't want to tell us what you
Well, I actually, I guess I can project. I have my vocal cords are somehow, they can project quite a lot, and I burped loud before we started the vocal track. Of course, we cut out the
burp
belch. Yes.
I can smell the bleach that they use in the hall, but it can't clean the dirt off of me. It's seeping under the door and across the floor. It's starting to hurt every time I breathe, every time I try to leave.
Your producer, you've been quoted as saying he's someone who loves the low fat sound, putting drums in there and bass. in there. Do you think the fact that, did the producer make this a different record than the one that you had originally envisioned?
Yes, definitely. Pete Prelesnik is his name, and we co-produced the record, and it was actually the first time he'd ever co-produced anything. He'd been more used to being the main guy in charge, and this was more work that we, you know, worked out between the two of us.
From the minute you saw it, by the time it left my mouth, I knew you wouldn't want it, but I had to let it out. I saw your smile and I felt, I just can't believe there was no knowing deception underneath all that time did pass while you were looking back waiting.
His love and tendency is more for electronic music, and I think more for jungle music and music that I don't even listen to very much. And I was kind of coming from my country living, you know, and coming to the studio with my acoustic songs, knowing that I wanted to flesh them out with some lower end production like bass and drums. And And Pete was really great because he really didn't know the material before I played it for him, really, once we started. And so he brought his kind of objectivity and at the same time his taste to the record, for sure.
You have been described as somebody who deftly toes the line between poetry and rock. Is there a line? Do you think there's a line? The reason I ask this is because you actually quote lines by D.H. Lawrence in one of the tunes, Lodestar, on this CD.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So you have incorporated classic poetry, really, into the work. But I wonder if you think there's a line.
I don't know if there is a line. I think it's all a big pool, you know. I think it's all creative thought and words and melody. I mean, there's so much melody already in poetry, whether you hear it or not. There's so much timing and it seems to lend itself pretty naturally to music.
Your hand won't write, not tonight, but your mind may wander into those deep lagoons that you know. And your boat will go by starlight alone. You sang to the moon in the great black night with no lodestar in sight.
These all are little stories, I guess with hooks. I noticed you put all your songs together and look, there seems to be this sort of common denominator, singing about loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure if you've heard of her, but from the 1920s or 30s, a woman by the name of Ruth Etting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, I came across her record in New York, actually, when I was here a few years ago, and she's quoted on the back of it saying that she's the happy singer of sad songs.
Ooh.
And I kind of feel like I can relate to that because I'm a pretty happy person, but I end up writing often when I guess need to work something out or when I'm in that state of mind, more of a melancholy kind of place.
Sarah Harmer, her new recording, You Were Here, is available on Rounder Records, and she joined us from the New York Bureau. Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.